This is Ready, Set, Reiki, a podcast about Reiki, the universal energy life force. From the curious beginner to the seasoned master teacher, welcoming all systems, all lineages, and all levels. Reiki is a journey and not a destination. And on this Ready, Set, Reiki journey, we refer to ourselves as guides rather than hosts, as we too are traveling, supporting each other, and learning on this Reiki journey as well. And with that said, I am your first guide, Tracy C. Wright.
And I'm your second guide, Millie Pampina.
And today we have a wonderful guest, Lynn Mall. She is a Reiki master, author, facilitator, speaker, and advocate for finding a pathway towards personally defined success. After nearly 25 years as a Wall Street executive, leading people development, merger integration, and change management, she recognized the balancing a multitude of personal and professional goals without wellness practices caused a decline in her mental, physical, and spiritual health. During a season of simultaneous motherhood and caregiving, Lynn researched and developed methods of her own stress relief while refining life's major milestones. Welcome, Lynn, to Ready, Set, Reiki.
Thank you so much. I love having two guides. This is extra special.
Extra special. Thank you so much. So we are going to dive right in. I gave our listeners just a little bit about you. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I like to call myself West Coast at heart, but very East Coast in motivation. So I live in my hometown. It's a long story on how I got there, but the punchline is that my mom was very sick and we just needed to wrap our arms around her. She's very well now, which is amazing. She's met all four of her grandchildren and doing really well. But I lived in San Francisco for quite a long time. I've worked in banking and financial services up until 2 years ago and started my own spiritual journey about 5 or 6 years ago now, and really like to integrate all of this work even today into my holistic career coaching practice. So long background, very heavy lifting, very stressful, and then have ejected out of Wall Street to really bring a lot of what you ladies are doing, bring more of these practices, rituals, and the light to everyone.
Wonderful. How beautiful. And I'm so glad that your mother is on that road to recovery. What a blessing. What a blessing. And to meet her grandchildren. How wonderful. So tell us, when did Reiki come into your life? Did Reiki find you, or did you find Reiki?
Such a good question. I have to say it found me. And a lot of times I now, knowing what I know now or what I've studied, I recognize that sometimes we have to follow breadcrumbs and you get these little hints. And sometimes you get an anvil of spiritual information that pounds you on the head like a cartoon character. And I will admit that it was a breadcrumb that I followed. I was struggling with the stress of COVID. I had already done coaching training. So I was on the way to leaving Wall Street, recognizing a lot of the toxicity for me personally in my experience. And I was using the only thing I could, the 30 to 45 minutes alone on a bike at the time during COVID when I could. And I would take these long bike rides and I'd put AirPods in. Sometimes I'd be on a conference call. Don't tell anyone. Sometimes I would listen to a book. And part of one of the books who ended up becoming my Reiki master was Kelsey Patel. And she had written a book called Burning Bright. And I'll never forget where I physically was when I heard the words, "If any of what I'm saying resonates with you, just keep exploring." I got off the bike, went into the house. The next thing I know, 2 days later, I was in her Reiki 1 class, and forever changed me. In one of those moments, I didn't exactly know what I was signing up for. And I love it and feel blessed that it found me.
Beautiful, beautiful. What a wonderful story. And how appropriate. This is a journey we're going on and you were exploring. So I love that. So as you have been out exploring and Reiki, an author, speaker, what are some of the common misperceptions about your work?
Well, when you're in finance or you're in these big corporate roles for a long time, and frankly, just out in the universe, right? Out in at the grocery store, at your kid's school, whatever we're doing, there's a lot of misconceptions that energy work, Reiki is so woo and off the charts. And I also have had misconceptions that it's a religious practice. And for me, it's really a way to integrate all the signs that the universe is giving. I joked about it being an anvil, but I have been able to tap into signs. So as I have numbers that come to me when I'm on the right path, and my email, right before I got on here, my email, the number of unread emails was my number. It's very hard to get to. It's a very odd number, right? So constantly being able to see the signs for myself, instead of feeling like it's woo or out of touch or inappropriate from a finance perspective, a black and white numbers perspective, to go, people see it as really a far stretch. And I just really see it tapping into my whole life and being more present. So it's not a departure as people think. It's a more of an integrated experience that I'm lucky enough to be on.
Beautiful. What a wonderful way to kind of package that for our listeners. Wonderful. So as you are out and you're exploring on this journey, what has been the biggest challenge you have faced in your profession?
And one thing I wanted to mention too, is there's this great article that on the Atlantic that was written in the Atlantic about the time I was getting my Reiki too. And it said, like, does Reiki work and does it matter? And it's a great article. I'll have to post it. You can post it in the show notes. And there's this part of, you know, the struggle of bringing this work to life and helping people understand it. So I am clairaudient. And I also see colors and sometimes images. I think slowing down enough as the messages come to me to share them with my at one student or in a group can sometimes be a challenge for me. So that's been one thing I've had to really work on, is slowing it down and saying, okay, I see a belt. I see a rope wrapping around your waist. And what does that mean? And I can see it and I can energetically understand it or dissect it, but I need to bring it to life for my client, the workshop, let's say, the Reiki circle. And so I really learned to hone in on, is what I'm getting as I've opened and closed the Reiki session or the Reiki circle, is that important for them to know right now? Do I need to wait? So this toggle of me knowing when to speak up, I would say, what needs to be translated to the client, what needs to be come to light. And some of it might just be for me to help the client work through some things. I don't know if I answered that entirely, but, you know, I think it's about knowing your own gifts and making them resonate to the client.
Right. Makes sense. That's a fine line to walk with that, isn't it?
Right. You don't want to miss anything. I'm like, ooh, this was interesting. Do I share this? I think I share it.
Right.
How do it's I share it without freaking someone out?
Yeah. That's the gift of reading the room. Right. Our next question is what do you wish your younger self knew about this profession?
I think it's all possible. So I have and had gone down a path of a very linear Reiki modality. The massage table, the one-on-one practice. And at the same time, having left Wall Street, I have mentored, and now my business is really around career coaching. And what I have done now is combined them. So whether you're in person, at a retreat, in my office, on a Zoom, I'm infusing it throughout. So the best thing about Reiki is you can layer it with anything. You can layer it with breath work. You can layer it with a meditation. I wish I didn't. You know, In fairness, I came from a very black and white environment. I wish I didn't think about it like that. And opening up to what my gift lend itself to. So I really think people should explore how they want to incorporate it. I had someone in my Reiki 1 class who writes cookbooks, and she's a private chef in LA, and she infuses all of that into her food. And like, how cool is that? So if she's doing it with food and blessing her food and her tables, why can't I be blessing and opening up the intuition of my coaching clients and at the same time lifting people up or cutting their cords? So I really would say it's all possible to my younger self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we, you know, frame this as a journey, because, you know, you may have begun the journey or started the journey with Reiki, but you never know where it's going to take you. It can open up things and lead you in a completely different path that you never imagined that you would go on. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're currently doing that work now, but it's taking you somewhere that was just not in sight for you, right?
It's like, right.
Amazing. So why is energy work important for clarity?
You know, they're male, female, lots of people listening here, and I don't want to make it gender specific, but I think especially as women, and I can talk about as being a working mother in particular, one who was not home very often. I was on airplanes, I was in cars, traveling pre-COVID, on Zoom calls in COVID, working, all the things. Zoom school, it's really hard to hear ourselves think. And biologically, women combine, a lot of our brain power is combined. It's that spaghetti soup. And it's great because we connect the dots. And men's brains compartmentalize. And this is a scientific fact. I think for me in particular, it's really important to hear yourself think and get clear. And one thing that Reiki has allowed me to do, how do I want to move forward? And just for today, I mean, what could be any better than completing that for yourself? So just for today, I'm going to be humble, or maybe not. Maybe just for today, I need to be prideful and show up differently. Having that ability to be clear can then help not only my clients or my writing or my speaking at a corporation, but it also helps show up for myself. So did I want to be on this podcast? That was a hell yes, because I had done the meditation in the morning. I had done self-Reiki. I often do it at night because I'm a night owl. But, you know, how we get things that we need is we have to articulate them. And it's very hard to hear ourselves think. The only thing that's worked for me is Reiki. There are other things, but with most consistency, man, Reiki just opened up. I was like, oh, that's what I want. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm sensing.
All right. Beautiful. Calming that mind, that monkey mind.
So much monkey yeah. Power there.
Yeah. You got to find a way to settle it down and, you know, find what works for you. I call it your Goldilocks, right? You're just right. What's your just right? Yeah. Find your just right. So how do you help clients infuse energy shifts to their career choices?
A lot of us, and this goes back to the generations before us, are on some sort of ladder, the idea of safety nets, pensions, some, you know, teachers, military, they still get some of that, right? But a lot of us have broken out. The stats are something over 50% of people have some sort of second job. I don't like to call it a side hustle, but that term is very prominent now. So we have all of these things happening and nothing is linear. It's less linear. We're also very, very distracted by technology. And so with me, it's about coming back to that idea of, well, do you want that promotion? Or do you want to go and leave your job, or do you want to stay? And if you are staying and you're in a toxic environment, why are you staying? So clarity and shifting your energy can help you show up. And I like to work, you talked about, you know, in these moments, the Goldilocks, I just do things for a year now. It's not the 5-year plan. It's not, you can even do it for 6 to 9 months, but like, what am I actually doing now? And when you shift your energy, you show up differently. And as you and I know, as Millie knows too, you know, you're really bringing, when you have that shift, maybe you let something go, maybe you come to grips with something, you let the energy absorb, you get the nutrients from the earth, from that universal light, new opportunities can show up. So So if I can say to a client, you know what, I know why you're staying. Your husband, he just took a big risk at work and it's not the right time for you to make a shift. But you know what? I know things aren't, you're not where you want to be. You don't even want to be in this role anymore. You don't want to be in marketing. You want to be in operations, or you don't want to be a nurse. You want to be an acupuncturist, whatever the shifts may be, just to know, say for 6 months, let's work on cutting that cord of resentment and let's sit here and know for the next 6 months, you're going to be open to new opportunities. You're going to have maybe some investigative interviews. That mental and energetic shift starts to magnetize different opportunities where in 6 months, when her husband or partner is more stable, she can make that shift with just grand, it's like a grand exclamation point. Like, yes, I am ready and I'm in the right opportunity.
Right. Beautiful. That's a wonderful way to frame it. Absolutely. Just be okay where you are and reassess and be open to those opportunities. You're exploring, right? Exploring right. Your options. I love that.
I don't like to leap. Our energy leaps around all the time. And I don't think in midlife or even, you know, post-20s, I think it's really hard to make these dramatic leaps that the internet says we should do. Just like leap and quit your job. And it's like yes. The reality is, you know, eggs are $50 a case these days. I'm joking, but you know, inflation, things, it's really hard to just 100% ignore the adult responsibilities, but you can still do that energy work to be okay where you are or know where you're going instead of running from something. And I spent most of my career running either up the ladder that didn't exist. I was like, oh wait, it's a curvy mountain road, not a ladder. What am I doing? Or running away from that mountain lion of expectation. Mm-hmm. So having people settle in through that energy shift, once you're clear, the seas part.
Right. And I like, you know, it's difficult as women because it's always placed on us as if a situation is bad, specifically a relationship. The answer from the girlfriends or whatever is leave, go, goodbye, you know, and you're taking it where there are steps towards it. You know, you have a goal. It's not this dramatic. All right, I'm out of here. Pack the car up, head off and walk away from maybe a 20-year relationship, right?
Right.
So you're doing it in a way to reframe it and opening up a different opportunity, a different perspective on it. So, yeah, so I like that. So what advice do you have someone who is just starting out, this brand new Reiki practitioner, your pearls of wisdom for them that you have to share?
I don't know if this is going to shock you, but my biggest advice is to have a very set, now it can transition over time, but to have a clear opening process and to have a clear closing process. I initially was so excited to share my gifts that I was giving Reiki to every, you know, I never met a stranger. Do you want to, you know, asking permission, and I was so open and I physically got injured. Mm-hmm. I got very sick with bronchial issues. I blew out my back one time. So I have a very bookended process of when I'm opening and closing. Now, it doesn't mean I don't walk into a restaurant and say, we got to get out of here. There's something off, or I'm not going to, you know, I'm not buying that car. It's too, there's, you know, you can still be open and use your gifts without letting everyone into your circle. So really, whatever that means for you and yours, you know, yours, all of our openings and closings are likely different. Our opening and closing, what we say, what we ask for, all of it, but to protect your space.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And especially those of us that are empaths and have all these different gifts. I it's like you feel like you come out of the dryer in your static cling, right? And it's all on you. And it's like, you know, knowing and unknowing what's attached. And before you know it, you know, all these strange things happening, medical things. And it's like, okay. And, you know, you're still doing that work on yourself, but very important. It, you know, that new Reiki practitioner comes out and you want to work on everyone, right? You just want to practice. You know, you're giving it to your plant, your water, the, you know, person on the street, right? And so, and the more you're doing this, which is great, you're, you know, sharing this beautiful gift that, you know, you have, but you also have to fill your cup up and take care of yourself and take care of your family, because it comes back, it shows up in just very interesting ways, does it not?
Yes.
Yes. So very important.
I didn't know that. I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah. And so always, always disconnect. I mean, make sure, do that dry bathing, you know, wash those hands under cold water, wear your cellulite, you know, bracelet or necklace. So yeah, take care of that and do the work to keep that protective bubble around you. So our next question is, what books do you recommend? And including your own, if you'd like.
So I wrote the 24 Oracle deck. And if anyone uses the code 10, so the word 10 spelled out on my website, they'll get 10% off. The Oracle deck is a really good way for a prompt. I love Burning Bright, which I mentioned. Kelsey Patel does many modalities and she offers so many personal stories that help really bring it in. And what I relate to her is she was raised Catholic. I was raised Catholic. And sort of how does it all mix together in a lot of the histories? I am an avid reader. And I think for Reiki, there, I'm probably going to say it wrong. It's a German name. Dase Hines wrote a book that's also very simple and a couple of illustrations that help me. And I just go where it takes me. I don't love auras, that they're hard for me. I'm more of like an image and clairaudient. So that for me, the aura thing actually is too complicated for my Reiki system or my, how I read. But I do think having a way to prompt yourself, anchor a practice, and yeah, just go where you're interested. I have a collection for sure.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. So what other modalities do you offer?
I do a lot of work with other individuals. So when you come to a retreat with me, I have people that I trust to do fascia, which I think is a great thing to do with Reiki. I have another breath work, holotropic breath worker that I recommend. But essentially, I do Reiki with career coaching. I do it in groups, both in person and online. And I have that one-on-one practice as well. I'm really integrating it in order to both hold space as a group. And maybe you need something one-on-one. Maybe you really need to reach a goal. And I have a couple of other tools to help with clarity, and they're all infused with Reiki. So it's a multi-layer. And for better or for worse, I love paper. So that Oracle deck is great. I just wrote a clarity map, which is not out yet, sometime in 2024. Really layering in those different modalities.
Wonderful. So tell us, where can we find you? If someone wants to get a session with you, attend one of your retreats, where can we find you?
Sure. It's lynnmull.com. And also I'm pretty active on Instagram, which is @_lynnmull. And you can find all of my workshops, retreats. And if you subscribe, my email, I'm always writing some way to break down your energy. And I'm all about the practical. I cannot do the eat, pray, love moment. I would love to one day, but the reality is I need these practical pauses. So there's a lot of practical ideas on how to either set boundaries or consider, you know, maybe changing up. I just wrote an article on how to change up your personal board of directors. So I've got someone in the spiritual category and someone in the marketing and PR category on my team. So I love to infuse all of that together.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. So this ends our part of our journey together, and I'm going to hand you over to my co-guide, Millie Pampina, who will have 3 social media questions for you. So thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Tracy and Lynn. Lynn, I was just fascinated listening to you. I had some very similar experiences that brought me here from corporate America and, you know, making decisions and clarifying what direction to take after 42 years in the same career path. So, but you know what? Once I really dealt with it, it wasn't that challenging. So, you know, all the fear was, you know, for no reason at that point. So such a interesting thing when you have to face yourself down and decide, you know, where you want to really, you know, take yourself the next step. I always say when I grow up, but
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Well, people kept telling me as I was resigning, and ultimately I ended up being able to retire, which is a whole other topic, but I'd been there so long. But people kept telling me I was still in my corporate job, and they're like, your face looks really different. Are you doing something? And meanwhile, I was taking all these Reiki certifications and doing self Reiki. And I was like, I'm literally lighting myself up from the inside. And you're like, oh, this is a thing. And I certainly was not running around my company telling people I was doing Reiki certifications. A couple people knew, but on conference calls, be like, you look amazing. This is working. This is really working.
Yeah, I always call it my Reiki facial. So I just feel so much lighter and so much more connected, which is really interesting, because like you had discussed, I just felt like I was so disconnected from my family, myself, all these things. So I'm focused on my career objectives and all those types of items. And it just one day. I said, you know what? Where are you going? So,
right.
I had the same discussion with myself as I have with my children. So, okay. So we have three social media questions. Tracy collects these from our folks on our website and from our listeners and those who are following us on Facebook, and she boils them down. And we'd like to ask you, this is directly from our participants. What is the most important thing that you learned in your healing journey? And I know you've talked about a lot of that. So,
well, I think I'm probably quoting someone, and it's so embedded and ingrained in me, but the answers are within. And I looked many a place. I looked to my boss. I looked to my bonus bank account. I looked to people buying my Oracle deck. Does this validate me? And I think that the connection I have that I had lost when my mother was sick, because I said, if there is a God, they certainly aren't making my mother this ill. But through the Reiki journey, I realized that she had somatically suppressed so much of her own childhood and trauma that she actually, I believe, made herself sick or was never able to release. And so the answers were really within. I don't need to know how many Oracle decks I sell if they work for someone. And I got a message today that a woman took notes on a session, the first session she ever did with me, the first Reiki session she ever did. She was so lost. She had almost died in childbirth. And she said, Lynn, she came to my retreat 2 weekends ago, and she said, Lynn, this is my first set of notes from after our session. And look where I am a year ago. She said, I'm lighter for working with you. But really, the answers were within her. The answers are within all of us. And it's so important as a Reiki practitioner to keep it up. Admittedly, I got lazy last summer. We were busy. I was having the summer of my life finally with my kids. We said yes to everything. And I didn't do a daily practice. It's like weekly, maybe every 5 weeks. And you know what? I didn't feel as good. You got to go within. And that way, you don't need to go to your cousin. You don't need to go to your coworker and ask for the answers. Now, you can ask for help, but you don't need to ask for the answers, because the universe is sharing them within you and around you.
Wonderful. That's beautiful advice. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it comes from your own experience. Mm-hmm. So thank you. So the second one we have is, what has the greatest reward been from incorporating Reiki into your life?
Just my connection back to a higher power, to spirit. I'm getting emotional. It's just so wonderful to have a sense of belonging on a bigger picture. It really is quite something. And I had been very lost. And to know that it's within me and around me. And at the end of my closing, whether it was a yoga or a workshop, I say, may your energy move through you and for you. And just to know that we are all operating on this vibration, it's just been so, I do feel connected. You used that word earlier. I feel like I collect people who have good energy, and I feel connected to that higher power.
Absolutely. I had taken some notes while you were talking about, you know, layering the Reiki on with anything and infusing it into everything and shifting your energy, bringing clarity. And I just thought that was just such good information also there, because I, you know, as all of us do, we dabble or we work with various modalities, and I always have to bring my base in, and that's the Reiki energy. Because if not for the client, it's for myself. So
well said. Yeah. I talked about my breathwork friend, and that was something I needed to do for a couple of reasons to really release that last, my former chapter of my life. And I think going through her Reiki, I'll call it a session, a breathwork session, but being a Reiki practitioner, like I leave the planet. Sometimes I'm like, that was so amazing. So like, it just amplifies the things I'm doing. Or I've written whole chapters of books in a massage because I'm very connected. I'm like, did you notice that? Last night I was driving with my daughter. I said, did you hear that? It was like, don't go through that yellow light. And I'm like, are you playing with something in the back? She's like, nope. Okay. Well, that was for me. Right. It's just like, you're just aware of the protection around you. And then, yeah, use it for ourselves. Like we're here. We gotta like, oh my gosh, those breathwork sessions, because I have Reiki, I don't think it would be the same.
Yeah. I agree with you. I just find that I get the higher benefit, as does the client, and
yeah,
Tracy and I do, by, you know, bringing my Reiki. I practice self Reiki several times a day. I've learned to fit it in quite a variety of moments, and I just feel like a better person for it. So I try to share those blessings and graces with others, and thank you for doing the same. So our third question here is, what advice would you give to someone struggling with their spirituality?
Very big question for the third one here. I could go in so many directions, and I would like to say, I get it. I acknowledge that you're struggling. And what I would say is, get really specific. I like to tell people to start with 24 hours. 24 is my number anyway. There are 12 full moons and 12 new moons in a year. And I was born on the 24th of the month. And start with 24 hours and sit with it and have it be the favorite day of the week. So if it's a Friday, like, you know, don't make it, if you don't like Mondays, don't do this on a Monday, but, you know, just say, today I wake up, it's Saturday. Saturday is my favorite day. Universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call upon. So for me, it's universe. And I'm struggling. I'll say, send me a sign, and I'll ask for a specific sign. I'll say, send me 3 butterflies. I'll even say, send me 3 yellow butterflies. If I'm supposed to make that call to my sister I haven't spoken to in a year. If I am connected and there, you know, there is that higher power, send me 3 illustrated cardinals. Like, get really specific, and then allow yourself to be open to those signs, and you'll start to see. Now, you have to be aware. You can't have your head down. You can't have your hat covering your eyes. You know, you need to be aware and awake. But I think when we allow ourselves to ask specifically without fear, you'll get little notes from the universe. I also think just keep trying different things. So if you're listening to this and Reiki, you've tried it and it doesn't work, but you want to try tapping, try it. There's a lot of things free online. As long as you trust the source, you know, there's a lot of also, you know, not great stuff out there, but if you go through people that you two have recommended, or you want to try different modalities, or a book maybe, or, you know, just try different things. Don't limit yourself to being connected, because I think it's worth it. And I know you two do too.
I couldn't agree with you more. So I can't speak for Tracy, but yes, I could. We do believe. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Those are our three social media questions. But what I'd like to, you know, give you an opportunity now is, as you've been discussing and talking and thinking, is there anything else you might like to add to our discussion?
No, I'm just so grateful. I think if anyone has questions or specifically about my work, I'd be happy to connect with them. I have a little button on my website that says something to the effect of like free consult. But if anyone would like to follow up, please feel free. I'm not teaching Reiki certifications anymore, but I certainly work with people to find that clarity in different modalities. You can find it on my website if you want to take anything from a class. I have a free clarity week, you know, all these different modalities, or full-blown one-on-one. And I think that I encourage all of us to keep exploring. And, you know, I love learning and exploring and stretching my neurons. So I think it's a really important part of the spirituality.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so, so much for your time and your insight. I really connected and resonated with a lot of the things you said. Especially, I particularly loved setting and boundaries, you know, making sure that we keep ourselves, our energetic hygiene, you know, active, and, you know, trying to limit where we're at with that. I just, because we just all get stretched so thin by, you know, by our own hand mainly.
So. I know, right? It's so important. And I, you know, we're not supposed to rest. It's a sin. Sloth is a sin. And how do you just take that moment? And you're doing Reiki, self-Reiki multiple times a day. I'm really going to think about adding a morning moment or a mid-morning moment. I'm taking, you know, that little hint from you today, Millie, to try to add that, because I do think it benefits and balances out. And I was, as you were saying that, I was like, I don't think my husband thinks I do enough self-Reiki. I think you would say, keep doing it five times a day. Keep your hygiene up. Chill out, lady. But, you know, we all have to balance that.
Well, I have to face my grandchildren down 5 days a week in the morning before 7 a.m. So I need to get that. I need to get my energy balanced and my thoughts cleared and ready to go for the day. So that's the first thing I literally open with is those types of things. So lots of, you know, it was one of those things that I talked to my clients about, you know, 1 minute's better than no minutes. Figure out where you have that minute and then work from there. So, you know, just make it natural. Make it natural. Well, thank you so much. And again, I like to leave us, you know, with my tagline, which is to see beauty in everything is a choice. Please choose wisely. And I thank you, Lynn. And thank you, Tracy. I'm going to turn this back over to my co-guide, Tracy Seawright.
Thank you, Lynn, so much for coming on this journey as we explore Reiki.
Thank you. This was lovely.
Thank you. So my friends, our listeners, if you are interested in having your question featured on our show, reach out to us at www.readysetreiki.com or find us on social media, and maybe one of your questions will be asked on the show. And also check out our platform, Feather Sister Wellness, where we offer a variety of yoga classes, Reiki classes. Millie's doing a lovely crystal Reiki class on Fridays. And the third Wednesday of every month, she has a free Reiki meditation that she offers. You can keep your cameras and mic off. So how wonderful is that? So check us out there at our Feather Sister Wellness. And so my name is Tracy Seawright, and I'll leave you with keep exploring on this journey. So this has been Ready, Set, Reiki.